What's the title of that tune, Bugs?
That's called Take Me Down to the Infirmary, I believe.
And that's by Cracker?
Is that David Lowry, Johnny Hickman. Great musicians. The last rock band on the planet, as far as I'm concerned. And I love them. I love those people. You know, that's my version of that song. So I know the purists will go, that's not how it goes. Okay.
My name is Benji Rivas. If you're just joining us, this is The Back Porch on KRWG Las Cruces. And we're hanging out with Bug Salcido here on The Back Porch tonight. And we've been talking a little bit about music here in the area, some of Bug's travels back and forth from California to here and working with different people.
Yeah, and, you know, it's barely sinking in my life right now that, you know, I did have a good thing going on with just being blessed by the Lord. And I feel like I've been trying to live pure to my soul, you know, and I think that's what happens, you know. As long as you're doing what you're supposed to do, you'll get blessings. But, you know.
So are you saying, let me clarify this so for people who are listening. You're saying you're being blessed with music is what you're saying.
Well, that and also I feel like as crazy as I can become and do, you know, I realize I do have something of a reputation, but it's who I am. And I feel like as long as I'm true to that, then I get the blessings and things like that. But I guess that's what it is. But I have been blessed with music. I'm so pleased that I can take a chunk of wire and stretch it over a chunk of wood and make a living. Oh, my goodness, you know.
that's a true blessing. That is truly a blessing. And to be bit by that bug is also a double-edged sword.
It sure is. Yeah, you know.
So unless you've been out there knocking on doors and getting your shoe leather on the sidewalk, you'll know what it's like to have that double-edged sword. And
there's, you know, no other getting life turned like down. It. You know, it's so nice nowadays with, like, the computer because bands can make it. So many times when I was younger, I'd knocked on record label doors and they would say, oh, that song rhymes too much, or your voice isn't harsh enough, or your voice is too pretty, or your voice sucks, or, you know, whatever, you know. But I make a living, and I, you know, so I'm happy with who I am. And I really appreciate the fans of, like, Counting Crow fans that buy my records, or Cracker fans, or Sheryl Crow fans. And,
I've
been lucky.
I think that the digital age has allowed people like you, who, like you say, you go knocking on record company doors and they're telling you reasons why they won't work with you today. But the digital age has leveled that playing field now. You can go, like, you go to Frankie Torres Studios and record there, and it's every bit as high quality as anything else that's out there.
Yeah, with Pro Tools and stuff, sure. You know, and to work with Quincy Troupe, like, I asked him, do you want to work in New York, L.A.? He goes, no, I want to work in Las Cruces. He likes the vibe here. So L.A., New York's kind of coming to me. I did this project last April with this band, The Good Listeners. This cat from Entourage show on HBO, Adrian Gagnier, produces documentaries. And he put this band on the road to work with 12 eccentric artists, and they chose me for the Southwest. And that should be hitting, like, the film festivals is coming up this next year, like Sundance and stuff.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting. And, you know, there's a lot of good things on the horizon.
Well, you'll have to put some of that information on your website and all that so that when people come looking you up, they'll find those links also. And you have another song for us?
Yeah, it's all kind of a funny story, too. And
yeah, give us a story and a song.
I hope my friend doesn't get mad at me for doing this. But, Benji's looking at me like, what are you going to say now, Bugs? No, it's not. No, nobody's going to get sued. I just moved, you know, to Mesilla, and my house is filled with boxes. And a lot of things have been in storage, and I'm pulling them out. And I'm finding, like, cassette tapes, and I'm transferring them to, like, CD and digital and on the computer and the hard drive. And I found this one tape. I used to record all my phone conversations. And I was going to bring this tape in, and maybe I should do it next time. But I found a tape of my friend Jeff Trott, who writes all of Sheryl Crow's hit songs, even though she doesn't acknowledge him. And he gets 50%, but he's 100% of the songwriting. But he would let me live at his house in Silver Lake. And so for months, a couple of years, we lived together. And he would always be on tour with somebody, Tears for Fears, Wire Train, Sheryl Crow. But before he met Sheryl, he called me up, and I have this on a recording that I just heard the other day. And he goes, I just wrote this new song. I'm going to go show it to my friend Sheryl, this girl I just met, and maybe she'll like it. And so I'm going to sing you that song, and then I'm going to sing you a song that I had showed him that I had written, and you'll see what I'm talking about.